Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends.
Yo, YBH.
Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we're here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Put out a fire New Year's episode yesterday, but, you know, there were a couple things I didn't touch on for the New Year's episode, so... This is going to be a quick one. I just wanted to address some things about New Year's that I forgot yesterday. Pretty important. So let's get into it, man. I'm not even about to start off with an introduction and wrap y'all up, but let's get into it. But oh, hold up. Before we start the new episode, we changing some things, all right? So, with that being said, let's get into the topic, bro. Let's get into it. Episode's about to be lit now. Let's go. All right. So the first thing I wanted to address about New Year's was, first of all, we got to stop saying New Year, new me, right? That was the first thing I said on the last episode, but I'm gonna hit it from a different angle. Oh, pause. What? Okay. We're going to cut that out. We're going to approach this from another angle.
I beg your pardon.
All right. We're going to... Oh, man. All right. So, New Year, new me. If you want some bullshit last year, if you want some bullshit in 2020, 2021, 2019, 2018, you're going to be on some bullshit this year too, all right? The year is not going to change anything if you don't change anything, right? And I saw like a couple people tweeting basically like, I hope 2023 brings this and that. I hope it brings peace. I hope it brings da-da-da-da-da-da. Listen, if you don't bring peace, if you don't bring consistency, if you don't bring good energy, if you don't bring eating habits, if you don't bring going to the gym, if you don't bring discipline, your year is going to be shitty. If you doing fat habits in 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, you still going to be doing fat habits in 2023. All right? We got to stop that. We got to stop hoping that something's going to happen. You got to be proactive for your change. A lot of people aren't proactive. They're reactive. They react to things when it gets hard, when it gets difficult. We got to be proactive in 2023. Another thing too. So I addressed on the last podcast how we have to be receptive to new information. We also have to be receptive to new information when it's told to us in a way that we don't like it. So if I'm telling you, hey, you need to get on your diet, you need to get on your get in the gym, you need to do your cardio, but you don't like my tone, you can't not be receptive to the information because you don't like my tone. The information is still correct. It doesn't matter my tone. My intent isn't to disrespect you, but a lot of people, they won't receive new information just because we don't say it how we're supposed to. And I'm going to tell you this, like, there was a point in my training career where I was nice. Like, I would tell people things in a nice way, and the shit don't get done like that. Results don't come like that. Like, I'm your coach. I'm not your friend. Now, some clients happen to be my friends at some point, but that's not what you're paying me for. So, Like, let's go. I'm tired of the excuses.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I ain't got time for that. You know what I mean? Hold on, tell them again.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't got time for that, for real. But and a lot of people, like, I got the luxury of playing basketball my whole life. I played at the Division I level. I've played, you know, high levels in high school. I've been on TV. I've played on ESPN. I played on Fox Sports, CBS Sports. And I'm gonna tell you this, like, I'm used to not being told things the way I wanted to or the way I would like. But also, when I'm in those situations, I got stuff done. If I'm playing bad defense and coach like, man, step your shit up. You're playing like a bitch. I'm stepping it up. But if he went up to me like, hey Chris, hold on. Hey Chris, I think you should play better defense, and we're not gonna win if we do that, and at the end of the day we wanna win, we're trying to get better. We're not gonna get the result we want if we don't play better defense. Y'all like that? But if the coach spoke to me like that, the team would not win. We wouldn't get the result we want. So, and a lot of times when people are speaking to you like that, it's coming from a place of love. And like I said on the last podcast, I'm a good dude. I really care about my clients. I care about people who are not my clients. So I just want to help everyone. I want everyone to succeed. That's it. You know, a lot of trainers collect their money and go. Trainers not doing a podcast, trying to help people, trying to reach more people. And, you know, I got people listening to the podcast. I don't even know. I never met them in person. But they value this message that I'm giving them. So, man, that was it. That's it. I wanted to address those on the last podcast. And another episode coming very soon, right after this, the reaction video. I keep talking about it. It's the third episode I'm talking about it. This is some top tier bullshit, all right? So, another fire episode. You know it was a quick one. But, let's Bunches More Crunches podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend, give me some feedback. And on that note,
Dr. Marco.
We out.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over. Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best trainers in
D&B. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.